good morning. Oh, I thought that was me. Yeah, it'd be good to get in pads today. Start to press a little bit. It's been good. We had all these fans out here. We had a lot of fans out this morning, so it's good. Questions?
Do you kind of miss having Greenway around?
Sometimes, no. Chad. No. Yeah, we're always gonna miss Chad. Chad was a great person. Is a great person. Great leader. You know, did a nice job and really with everything. Yeah. So I'm sure it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't come down to camp at some point.
Primarily the other side last year?
Yeah, pretty much. It's actually an easier position, maybe, you know. There's a few different responsibilities, but it's probably a little bit easier.
You plan on having those two Robinson and Lindor splitting, kind of rotating day by day?
Yeah, and we got Gideon playing there some, too. So, you know, we're going to let it play out. Probably a little of both, maybe.
Coach, Packer's been the standard bearer in the North more often than not in the recent
Say what?
History. Packer's been the standard bearer in the North for the better part of the last decade. What steps is the team taking that maybe fans could see on the field that says we're making progress towards regaining the division championship?
Well, I think we continue to get better players, and I think that's part of it. I think we've probably been the best defense in this division for at least 3 years now, so I think that's a good start. And then, just got to improve offensively.
Did you learn anything additional about Brothers' injury? He was out there, I guess. Not too bad, I guess, is it?
No.
And you made another roster move. You talked about bringing in Sankey, you know, looking at another linebacker.
Yeah, we just need to get some linebackers in here.
Coach, talk about your health. How's the eye? How's everything looking for you this season?
Good. Ready to go. Yep. No problems.
Good to hear.
Have you seen that mic
record? It's really the same stuff I've seen in the spring, without the pads on. He's very diligent in his preparation. Gives you a lot of different looks, different change-ups in the passing game. So.
I think he's better at pass protecting, run blocking.
I think he's better in run blocking.
Kind of the emphasis that you put on the line this offseason is
better. Yeah. I mean, obviously we're trying to get good football players like wherever we can get them. But we'll find out some more today when we get the pads on, but yeah.
For Rashad and against the Bears, is that primarily what makes you confident he's just back on left tackle?
Yeah, it was. And he played good in it. A guy coming in middle of the year, learning different system, things like that. So, he's a very talented guy, long arms, huge size. He's got to continue to progress with all the communication things, I guess, the best way to say it.
When you look out, I know it's very early, but you look out there and you see that you're down one, starter for however long. And after what happened last year, does that give you how much concern?
Well, we don't want to start the same thing that happened last year. We want to try to and get through 16 games with these guys. But, it's concerning. You don't want to get anybody hurt the first day.
How is Tom Johnson looking? And I know sack numbers to you hardly are everything, but they were a little down last year. How do you feel the season was last year compared to the year before?
I thought Tom played well. He's played well since we've had him. He does a good job in pass rush. That's probably his specialty. And he's working real hard to continue to get better and run.
Describe the difference in evaluation of guys from the way you've done last
Well, it's mostly in the lines. You know, the DBs, you know, it's pretty much the same thing. But, you know, when guys are pushing against you a little bit more physically, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you can evaluate those guys a lot more. You know, and the other thing is, you know, some guys don't run as fast when they're in pads as when they're in shorts, too. Some guys run just as well, and so, you know, those, it's all those kind of things.
Diggs kind of pointed the finger to himself to some extent in the spring for some of his injuries, saying he did some stuff during the offseason. What have you heard he's done maybe to try to stay more healthy, and how pivotal is that for the offense? Diggs obviously staying healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about, so I don't know what he did or what he didn't do.
Do you think, I mean, third year, do you think that he's ready for a real breakout season from what you've seen?
I mean, I hope so. I have a hard time predicting everything. So, I mean, just, you know, he's a good player. So hopefully he'll have a good year, and that'll help us win.
A couple questions.
What are you doing here?
No,
not really. I mean, you know, we've been a pretty decent tackling team, I think. So we're not going to do a whole bunch of it. We'll get plenty of it in the preseason games. And, you know, it's about being in the right position mostly. And really the second part of it is, you know, on defense, if, you know, if you got guys running the ball, you know, the second guy usually will get there. So, I mean, that's been a big emphasis for us.
Is there more? You want to see more out of the run game when it comes to putting pads on, or is it kind of equally spread one way?
It's equal. I mean, you know, I think we'll learn a little bit more about the run game, but the pass game too. I mean, you know, we got to protect the quarterback as well. So, I mean, both those two scenarios. But if, you know, if we don't run the ball good, we won't be very good offensively. So we got to run the ball.
What are your expectations for your newcomers in the running back corps, Latavius and Dalvin?
My expectations are for them to play good. You know, I think that, you know, I haven't seen Latavius other than on tape, but, you know, Dalvin has shown a lot of really good things so far, so we'll just see.
And same goes for McKinnon and Ham. What do you expect them to do this year to take it to the next level?
Yeah, same thing. You know, Ham's biggest deal is, can he adjust from going running back to fullback and taking on, you know, like he'll have to take on Barr today a few times, and you know, there's going to be some collisions with him just to see if he's got the physicality to take care of it. All right, thank you.